The Microsoft antitrust trial resumes today. As the case nears its four-year anniversary, nine states are asking a federal judge to impose tough sanctions to check the power of the software company. The states are gambling they can get more aggressive terms than the federal government got in a settlement with the company. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The nine states are going after Microsoft right where it counts. They're attacking the look and feel of the Windows operating system, the jewel in the crown of the Microsoft empire. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says he wants Microsoft to produce a modular version of Windows that would allow computer makers and consumers to add and subtract features at will.
The idea is that the modular version of Windows ought to be the standard from which various middleware can be extracted, middleware consisting of browsers, media players, instant messengers.
The latest version of Windows, known as XP, is full of new features that come more or less free with the operating system. Competitors say that as Windows grows in size, the market for other companies shrinks. So they've cheered the bid to cut the operating system down to size. But Microsoft management views this as a frontal assault. In a deposition, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer characterized this idea as completely unworkable.
The proposal is put forward by the, what am I supposed to call these people? The non-settling states, sorry, would not be a decree that I would know how to comply with. I actually think we would need to withdraw the Windows product from the marketplace.
Microsoft will try to persuade the judge that this and other remedies are unnecessary. The company says it's already satisfied its most demanding opponent, the federal government, which once backed a breakup of the company. The Department of Justice has signed a settlement to end its suit. That agreement must still be approved in court. A win by the states would more or less trump the settlement, and Microsoft says that would undermine the authority of the federal government.
We are one country, and we need one national competition or antitrust policy.
Brad Smith is Microsoft's incoming general counsel. He says it's fine for states to sue on behalf of their own citizens.
But, for example, as is the case now, we don't believe that the attorney general in Utah has the legal authority to seek a nationwide order that would impose sanctions, for example, on the way Microsoft does business in New York.
But many legal experts say that the nine states clearly have the right to pursue their case, despite the federal settlement. Andrew Gavel teaches law at Howard University in Washington, D.C.
There's no law that says a litigating party is required to settle a lawsuit because other parties have decided to do so. And in fact, it happens all the time that you get settlements with some parties and the non-settling parties continue on in litigation. So there's no absolute bar to the states continuing on.
The judge in this case has expressed some skepticism about the demands the nine states are making. But even if Microsoft escapes tougher sanctions, the company faces new private suits from America Online and from Sun Microsystems. Microsoft has also tried and failed to settle a class action suit for allegedly overcharging for the price of Windows. So no matter what happens in this case, Microsoft faces lawsuits as far as the eye can see. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.